Okay, hi. As she said, my name is Anu Manchikani Gomez. I'm from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I am presenting this paper on behalf of my co-authors, Eileen Spicer and Teresa Finn, also from UNC Chapel Hill, and Harry Beauvais and Barbara Roussel from the Foundation for Sexual and Reproductive Health in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. I have no disclosures. Today we're going to be talking about varying approaches to studying youth sexual risk-taking. We commonly see population-based studies used to study this topic, generally representative household surveys that include many low-risk youth. These studies can be time-consuming and costly. We often also see facility-based studies that utilize exit interviews with clients of different services to examine youth sexual behavior. This approach is generally rapid and inexpensive, but it doesn't provide us information on the youth who don't visit the facilities, even though we include many sexually experienced youth in studies like this. I'll also be discussing a newer approach called the PLACE methodology. It's the priorities for local AIDS control efforts. Is a systematic venue-based approach that identifies people in locations where they meet new sexual partners. It's rapid and inexpensive, and I'll give you some more details about it as we go on. The objectives of this paper are to compare varying approaches to identifying and studying youth sexual risk-taking. We're going to particularly focus on comparing a facility-based approach with the PLACE approach using data collected in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. So we'll be looking at three data sources. The first is the Haiti Demographic and Health Survey, collected in 2005 and 2006. It's a nationally representative household survey. We have pared down the sample to focus on youth from the Port-au-Prince metropolitan area. So we have 970 female youth and 345 male youth, ages 15 to 24. The second data set we'll be utilizing is a facility-based study collected in 2004. We'll be examining data from exit interviews with youth visiting four youth centers. They could have been visiting the youth centers for a variety of services, including VCT, reproductive health services, or just to obtain condoms from a condom distribution site. We also have data from an all-ages reproductive health clinic where we specifically focused on the youth clients. And these data were collected over a three-month period with few refusals. All the clinics were run by the Foundation for Sexual and Reproductive Health, the largest provider of youth reproductive health services in Haiti. And we have, among females, we have 583 reproductive health clients and 168 voluntary counseling and testing clients. For males, we have 197 VCT clients and 242 recipients of condoms. We dropped the female condom distribution site users and the male reproductive health service users because of the small sample size. Finally, we will also be looking at data from a PLACE study. I just want to describe the PLACE method a little bit before I tell you about our specific data. A PLACE study usually occurs in five steps, the first being identifying a priority prevention area with local stakeholders. The second step is to identify venues where people meet new sexual partners through key informant interviews. These key informants are usually persons thought to be knowledgeable about the sexual behavior of your specific population, often include taxi drivers, police officers, hotel owners, etc. The third step is to visit, map, and characterize venues in each PPA. In this step, we eliminate duplicate venues that are suggested by key informants and confirm the actual existence of all these venues in the PPA. We visit the venues and collect data about their busy times, their patrons, whether people meet sexual partners there, whether alcohol is served, etc. And we also collect GPS data from the site. The fourth step is to conduct interviews with a random sample of persons socializing at venues. And in this, you know, in this part, we ask them about their characteristics, their sexual behavior, etc. And the final step is to ideally use the findings to inform interventions and to widely disseminate the findings to the community. So in our study, we adapted the PLACE methodology to specifically focus on where youth were meeting sexual partners. We, you know, did step one as expected and identified a neighborhood within Port-au-Prince, Haiti, to focus on with the local stakeholders. In step two, we interviewed 494 community informants who gave us a total of 1,686 sites. In step three, we went through the venues and found that there were 303 unique venues suggested by community informants, with 257 of those in Port-au-Prince and 109 in our target area within Port-au-Prince. In step four, we targeted youth in the identified sites, and we sampled 37 sites and interviewed a total of 504 youth, 237 females, and 267 males. Here you can see a map of the GPS locations of the 109 sites in the target area. I'm not sure if you can see it, but they're identified by the type of location, including outdoor public sites, isolated sites, hotels, nightclubs, bars, and restaurants. What you can hopefully see is that most of the sites cluster along the main road there in the middle, which would be expected. So now we're going to look at a descriptive comparison between the Haiti DHS, the facility-based survey, and the PLACE survey for youth. We'll compare socio-demographic variables for all three, and then we'll specifically examine sexual risk-taking in the PLACE study and the facility-based studies. And then we'll also consider programmatic recommendations from each approach. So here we have demographics comparing the females from our four groups, the Haiti DHS, the PLACE, the reproductive health users in FOSRA facilities, and then the VCT users in FOSRA facilities. We find that in the HDHS, we get more married and sexually inexperienced women and women with lower education levels. In the PLACE study, we get a bigger sample of unmarrieds and sexually experienced, which indicates a risk of HIV and unintended pregnancy. In the facility setting, we get a lot more marrieds in the reproductive health clinic and unmarried but sexually experienced women in the VCT clinic. And it's notable that many of the women visiting the reproductive health clinic are actually pregnant or wanting to become pregnant, and they may be seeking prenatal services at the reproductive health clinic. Among males, we see that they're pretty similar across the four groups. They're less educated in the DHS. There's high sexual experience overall, but it's the highest in the FOSREF facilities. And the men in the facilities are also most likely to be in union. Okay, so now we're going to focus on the facility-based data versus the PLACE data. And here we're looking at transactional sex, which is the exchange of money or goods for sex. On the left is the female, as, and the right is the males. And you can see that males are much more likely to report transactional sex in general. Among the females, the PLACE youth are more likely to be engaged in transactional sex than the other two samples, and these differences are significant. For the males, the PLACE youth are more likely to be engaged in giving transactional sex, but less likely to be participated in receiving. And the differences are not significant among the males. Here we're looking at condom use at last sex and family planning use at first and last sex. For females, we see that the women in the PLACE study are actually the ones who are most likely to be using condoms and family planning. This makes sense to us in terms of the reproductive health clinic, because those are the women, again, who may be pregnant or wanting to become pregnant. Use of family planning at first sex is not high among any of the women. And we see that a lot of the family planning use at last sex is really condom use. Among the males, we see also that the PLACE youth are more likely to be using at all three time points. There's very low use of family planning or first sex in both of the facility settings. Here we examine the number of partners that women and the young women and men had in the last 12 months. Among women, we see that the ones in the PLACE study are the most likely to report having three or more partners in the past year. And for males, we see that in all groups, there's a higher level of reporting three or more partners, but it's highest in the PLACE study, and that's a significant difference there for males. And in terms of family planning and pregnancy, we see that the women in the reproductive health clinic are more likely to report ever having been pregnant, but the women in the other two groups among ever pregnants are more likely to report ever having an abortion. For males, we see that a similar level say that they've ever gotten a woman pregnant, and also that these women have had abortions, which is generally a high level, ranging from 65% to 76%. Finally, this slide focuses on the youth from the PLACE study. We asked them about their exposure and interest in VCT and other reproductive health services. Overall, about 39% of females and 30% of males have ever been tested for HIV. The majority, 7 to 8% of those tests took place more than a year ago, and the majority had never been tested. A large proportion of the youth are actually interested in being tested in the next year among both males and females, suggesting an unmet reproductive health need among the youth. In terms of programmatic recommendations, with the PLACE approach, we're able to assess sexual risk-taking of youth who don't have access to the clinics. And it could provide an opportunity to target HIV and unintended pregnancy prevention programs to places where youth are going. The PLACE approach could also be used as a data collection tool to evaluate programming in venues with baseline and follow-up surveys. There's also an opportunity to target risk-taking behaviors that we don't see occurring in the clinic, such as multiple partnerships and transactional sex. And additionally, we find that there's great interest in VCT services and venues, so there's an opportunity to target and promote those services. For the facility-based approach, we find that we're able to assess the behaviors of youth who are seeking services or condoms. We find that many of the women are already pregnant with both wanted and unwanted pregnancies, and there can be an opportunity to prevent subsequent pregnancies and HIVs and STIs. So for programs seeking to prevent youth unintended pregnancy and STIs and HIV, we find that prevention of unintended pregnancy is needed prior to the arrival at the clinic. So with a facility-based approach, we're kind of missing those young women and men. The prevention of HIV is crucial for all youth, especially those with the multiple partnerships and non-use of condoms. And outreach can be used to identify these youth before they come to the clinic through both community and venue-based approaches. And we can undertake prevention activities with youth who obtain VCT and receive condoms in both venues and in facilities. So in conclusion, for identifying youth sexual risk-taking, we believe facility-based approaches are useful in determining the sexual behavior of clinic users, but place-based approaches are useful for finding the high-risk youth who are outside of clinic settings. Each approach can be used to target prevention programs as well as to evaluate programs in facilities and or venues. And this project was funded by the U.S. Agency for International Development. Thank you.
Everyone has kept such to the time schedule that we're actually a little ahead, so I'm going to allow one or two questions. So if somebody's coming for the 11:10 presentation, they won't miss it.
A lot of promotion of their MySpace page during their in-person outreach activities. So they hand out cards, you know, with the address of the clinic and the phone number for appointments, and also visit us at MySpace, and they give the URL. When they give presentations in classrooms or community-based organizations, they'll write the MySpace URL, and they'll say, "Become our friend." one or two of the clinics actually would seek out friends online. So they would look, they would like click on one of their friends and then ask those person's friends to be their friend. But that was less common because most of the clinics felt it was better to have teens come to them.
Yeah.
Well, a few different things have come up. You know, we talked to the clinic about what they would like to do, and you know, there's always the sign-in sheet when you get to the front desk about how did you hear about this clinic, you know, from a friend, from a presentation at my school, and so adding MySpace to that. We've talked about doing a survey when they visit the MySpace page, saying, like, take our survey, doing it that way, or print this page and bring it into the clinic for a gift. And then some. One of the clinics we talked to have an online appointment system, so they are going to try to have a link from the MySpace page to the appointment system and see how many hits they get that way. So there's a lot of discussion, but everything is a little bit, nothing is perfect. Everything has challenges associated with them.
We can do one more quick one.
The first question, we actually didn't have that specifically in our survey, but I mean, there's no reason that it couldn't be in future place studies to ask them whether they're accessing specific services, specific clinics, et cetera. The second question, you're right, that most that in a lot of the venues, such as nightclubs and restaurants, that the work has to occur at night. I'm less familiar with what happened with the field work, but I know that actually the organization that we work with does a lot of outreach at night in any way, just to reach the higher risk populations. So I think in our case, we actually had working with a group who was experienced and working in these kind of venues at this time of day. But that is certainly a challenge, and I think that we generally tried to go a little earlier in the night to avoid inebriated persons later in the evening. But I'm not familiar with the exact specifics of what happened, so I'm sorry.
One more?
In this case, it was a very broad definition, and I think we generally just asked them literally if they had ever received money or goods in exchange for sex. I know there are better ways to measure it, and by asking them about specific items, but in both the facility-based and the place study, we just asked them overall if they had ever received money or goods in exchange for sex, which generally leads to underreporting from the other work I've read under transsexual sex.
Okay, we're pretty much back on schedule. The next speaker is Winifred Mwabassa, and the title of her paper is Engaging Ethiopian Youth and Their Communities for Improved Youth Reproductive Health.